October 14th, 2014, at the Awaken the Heart Center. So I never know what's going to happen with these evening sessions, but I feel inspired to just hand the whole evening over to the masters and the angels and the guides and see what they would like to say or facilitate. What we're going to do is meditation. And I would like for all of you to open to the experience of really receiving the energy of our angelic guides, whatever masters are coming into the space. I mean, they're already here. Whenever I channel, I notice that the way the masters come in, it really has the potential to be a group experience. And they're coming in always to help us become aware of our connection to spirit, to God's source, to bring more of that connection out inside of us. And so each experience like this that we have, we come together really as a group conduit of the energy and a group container for the energy. Because the energy being poured forth into this space is potentially a blessing to many more lives than our own. You know, some of these messages that may come through, they could be for any one of you specifically, could be for all of us collectively, could be for someone you know. But either way, when we come together with the intention to go deeper into oneness, to connect with spirit, something happens on a fundamental level, on the level of the physical body itself, where our resonance is changed. And I think that's really what we're inviting. I think that's what attracts us to come to these kinds of group gatherings, because we know there's a potential to raise our vibrations, to keep going higher, to become more aligned with our own higher selves. We're all on a path of working to become more integrated with our higher selves, with our angelic nature. And so we can all begin this meditation by celebrating that same spirituality inside of each other and giving thanks because everyone here is helping the whole group to anchor more light. So we're going to just relax and do a bit of a meditation. There's a breathing technique that my beloved master, Louis Dordain Prix, teaches. It's a breathing affirmation that I often work with when I channel. What he teaches is that on the in-breath, you're affirming, I am so blessed. And then on the out-breath, you're affirming, I am so grateful. And so what you want to do is take a slow, deep breath, breathing in 4 to 6 counts, I am so blessed, holding for 1 count, and then relaxing the breath, letting it out, I am so grateful. Releasing for about 4 to 6 counts on the exhale, and then pausing again for 1 count. And you establish that rhythm, I am so blessed, I am so grateful. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. When you inhale, you're really relaxing the abdomen, really expanding your belly. If you feel any tightness there, you want to really relax your belly and let it all hang out as you're taking that in-breath. And as you exhale, you're breathing out all of the stress, the pain, the blockages. As you breathe in, you're breathing in all of the love, the light, the divine grace, and our spirit connection. So you can just work with that affirmation if you like, as long as you feel to. I don't know how long it'll take to go in and get the alignment with whoever's going to come through. Could be 5 minutes, could be 15 minutes, I have no idea. But however long it takes, to stay in receptive space, honoring the energy, welcoming your own divine presence to come into the room and to be present in your body. Just be in silence for a while. There's a bridge of connection that is opening in this space into the temples of Shambhala on the inner plains. Shambhala has heard our calling for love, wisdom, healing. And so the masters are presencing themselves to us. And they are bringing this physical space, all of us, a bit closer energetically into the connection with the temples there. And so you can receive this inwardly as if a portal of connection is opening inside your own heart, mind, into Shambhala on the inner planes. Begin to feel all of the crystals, the healing waters, the resonances of so many ascended beings that are there for us, caring for humanity. And just open yourself to receive more of this energy as it is being poured into you and into this room as we await the message from the masters. I am the Master Gotoumi, and at this moment, I would like for each of you to receive my presence as if I am standing behind you with my hands upon your shoulders. You see, I have come to assist you with a very subtle adjustment to your physical forms. There are many hidden portals inside your bodies that, from my perspective, are portals to love. So many of you have experienced your inner senses and your chakras and the various portals of exchange in your body as places of vulnerability, places where you have felt compromised, places where you have felt pain. But all of these senses inside the body were designed originally as portals of love for the expression of the Creator's love. Your whole body was designed as a container for these portals of love. But when you are not in a field of love, when you are not in an environment of love. These senses, these portals, fall out of the resonance of love. And you have the sensitivity of your inner senses, but they become absorbed with other kinds of impressions that are often not so pleasant. It is difficult for many of you to surrender to opening your inner senses because you have had so many memories of feeling things that were upsetting and painful. And so we bring to you and extend to you a part of the environment of love and love's vibration. We live in a dimension of love, and you have come to experience the birth of this dimension upon the earth. And this is happening through your bodies. But at this point, it takes an effort to find your focus on this, to receive this. But we wish for you to know that there is an emerging new process in the world, one that we are imparting to many people throughout the world, that because we have reached this moment in history when the environment of love and love's vibration that we enjoy in our realm can be imprinted into the earth, we can extend this now. It is easier now than ever before to anchor this in groups. And it is easier now than ever before to anchor this as an individual. This is not just about receiving the presence of the masters and our love in your bodies. It is about receiving it into the space around you. You are used to thinking of yourselves as small, as being contained primarily inside your physical embodiments. You are expanding into awareness of yourself as a field, and so your receptivity to love and alignment with the Ascended Master realms can be programmed into the space around you. Think of your chakras as being much larger than what is contained within your physical bodies. Think of your root chakra as being as large as this room. Whenever you are walking around, you are walking on your root chakra. You are walking within the field of your root chakra as it is all around you. And so as you choose to open your root chakra to receive from the violet flame, for example, you may open the field of connection in the entire room as your root chakra to receive. It is time for you to think of yourselves and your ability to receive energy as a conduit in a much larger way. It is time for humanity's chakras to begin an expansion that is being catalyzed by our presence and our calling. Because there are enough of you here now, aligned to receive such messages, that can receive the energy behind these messages, that we can begin to expand you into each other. So that you may hold a field together. And so receive my love and support as I stand behind you, focusing into your form on all of the sacred points that are portals of love. There are, for each of you, in your own way, patterns that you have struggled with, karma that you have struggled to balance. What you do not realize is that you do not have to balance all this karma on your own. You do not have to struggle endlessly to produce only a tiny amount of change. There is a great opportunity for surrender into a field that is balancing your connection with each other. The work of the masters in this reconnection process is to bring to you the awareness of who you are as a team and what you can accomplish as a spiritual family upon the earth. We bring to you our grace because you are not expected to overcome all of the obstacles by yourself. You only need to muster enough determination to change, enough passion and desire. Reach for a higher truth, to love more than you have loved before. And we are able to meet you within that space and to take you higher. You only need to transform a part of the energies that seemingly block you. And once you have the lesson, once you have the right focus in your consciousness, once the obstacle has served its purpose to help you change your resonance, the obstacle can be removed. You do not have to move the obstacles in your life, in your consciousness, to become successful. Most of the obstacles placed there will be removed by grace once they have served their purpose. So, if you find yourself butting your heads up against the wall of an obstacle, trying to change the outer circumstances, remember to come back to a focus on yourself and on this beautiful resonance of love that we are pouring forth into the portals of love throughout your physical body. And simply ask, what is the nature of my blindness that creates me to see only the obstacle before me? How can I shift my focus and move in a different direction along a path that was invisible to me because of my attachment to doing things a certain way? Quite often, when you come to an obstacle and you feel fixated and obsessed with getting to the other side of that impenetrable wall, the solution will lie in letting go of your focus on that obstacle and simply turning around, walking the other way. This process is all about letting go of attachment in your perception, letting go of conditions, letting go of stubbornness. If the path you are on seems very hard and difficult, as if you are facing those immovable obstacles, trust me when I say to you that there is a path of grace that is there but lies hidden because of your attachments and conditions. And so remember, ask yourself, what are the conditions that I am placing before the guidance that is seeking to take me in a new direction? What may I let go of? What must I let go of? To open the way so that I am receiving the path on God's terms, not on my own. I am a master love. All of the teachings, the words, the transmissions, the legacy of my work within and without, it is all just a way to entrain human consciousness into the love vibration that pours through the resonance of my being from the Creator. I speak so that you can attune to an essence, consciousness that you may find within yourselves. This is merely an echo of what the masters are always imbuing into your consciousness, and what your own higher selves are revealing to you. Opening to channel your higher self, opening to channel the guidance of the masters. This is not some unusual gift that only a few people have. Though it takes many years of training for one of our students to become trusted and qualified to assist and serve in this way as a spokesperson, you are all naturally channels. Opening to channel the guidance of your master teachers is simply a focus in your consciousness. Just as you learned how to ride a bike or swim, you can learn how to focus your consciousness in a receptive way through vibrations of emotion and thought that are a match for our energies. And each time you bridge into connection with us, each time you make yourself available to receive our embrace, your channels are strengthened. And we are strengthening you now. There are many of you hearing this that have doubts about your potential. And here we are not talking simply about the potential to channel and to be as conduits of divine energy. We are speaking of all manner of potential. There are great potentials inside each of you. And we find almost universally in humanity, wherever there is great potential, there is also doubt. It seems to follow quite naturally. And this is something we would like to address. If you have doubts about your potential, whatever it may be, doubts about whether or not you are as gifted as you would like to be, doubts about whether or not you can go as far as you would like to go, whatever the nature of the doubts are concerning your potentials and gifts, see the doubts as a sign of your great potential. You see, most people have it the other way around. They think the doubts are a sign that they do not have what it takes. See the doubts that arise within you as a sign that you are coming in touch with a great potential inside you. And the doubt is just a side effect, because you have not seen enough examples of human beings fully living their potential. You were not raised by people that also had such demonstrations in their lives. That is who you are here to become. To become an example of fearlessly pursuing and expressing your soul's potential. At this moment, a great change is happening in humanity. Even more of your potential is arriving within you. Even more support for the actualization of your gifts is arriving within you. You are going to enter a new kind of human experience that up until very recently hasn't been quite rare in the world. An experience where you are led by your great potential. In times before, and still throughout the world, people may feel their potential. They feel the dormant but stirring, swirling field of potential inside. But there is still room for doubt, self-sabotage, fear, and all sorts of internal factors to interfere with the realization and expression of potential. What is happening now is that stirring inside each of you is increasing and becoming greater. It has the potential to arise within you as a calling where you begin to remember your soul's calling that brought you into this embodiment. The dream that your soul was having before you came here that inspired you to come. It is because of this great field of oneness and interconnection that we are expanding throughout the world, activating through your bodies, that it becomes possible for you to feel the calling of your potential and the effect that it can have on the world. You can feel in a more visceral way the potential to touch many lives. And as your potential arises within you, you experience a prophetic calling that has the potential to overcome the presence of fear or doubt. It is here that we are increasing your intuitions as well, so that you may tap into the inner signals that are leading you in the direction of your greater potential. So many new inner resources and strengths are beginning to appear throughout the world. You are poised to enter a new way of being, where you are led by your potential, like being sourced by a vision that comes from an inspiring future. It is in part because we have reached a moment in history when the future is folding over to touch its own past and to speak and whisper into your hearts and minds to impart a vision of where the human story is going, to share with you the code of the ascension timeline. Each of you may receive part of this code within yourselves. Imagine that 100 years from now, there is part of you in another life is sending back a signal, informing you about how humanity has changed, about how humanity has discovered its true potential. Feel the celebration in that world about having overcome so much of what was holding humanity's creative potential back. And then feel the inspiration inside yourself about being the legendary people who made the change. A whole new world and a new future for humanity is being born inside you in this century and even in this decade. That is who you are. That is why we continually come to you with our love, our wisdom, our blessings, and our deep honor for the unique roles that you have come here to play. And you have heard us say this many times before, but we will say it again. There are no small parts. You're going to see for a time a great many people entangled in webs of darkness, even as you are emerging into global networks of light. In fact, your ability to see and discern the entanglements people are having with the astral plane is going to increase because of your access to a greater angelic perception that is showing up within the field of light that is anchoring. Do not be distracted or concerned with what the other parts of humanity are doing. There are some that are engaged in conflict and duality. It is like looking into the past, remembering what the world was like before the shift into oneness. The world of oneness has already arrived, and it is steadily arriving more every day. It is in your hearts, and it continues to arrive within more and more people that are opening to receive the world of oneness and love as an unconditional gift. But for a time, it will be as if there are two time references. To those who have yet to shift, you represent the future. You represent the potential inside of them that is yet to fully activate. Your choice to receive the gift makes the choice more present inside of all beings here. And so when you look upon those that are fighting, that are entangled with webs, darkness, lies, greed, imagine that you are looking into a window that allows you to glimpse the past, the previous world. When you watch the news of war, it's like you are watching an old program. It is like a history lesson about the way life used to be on the planet. And know that by perceiving it in that way, you actually create the energy of darkness and fear and duality to become more a part of the past. The love and light that we share with you is the world of now. Thank you, my beloveds, for receiving me on this evening. May each of you be blessed. May each of you continue to receive the love, the blessings that we are pouring forth. The more you see the world of love filling the land around you, rising within the trees, the grass, even vibrating in the buildings and the streets, the more you will anchor the vibration of that new world for yourselves and all those that you are connected with. And so do not be distracted about where humanity is at, whether or not people pass you by in the city are receiving this energy as you are. See the love and the light rising within the land itself. See the objects around you becoming lit up and filled with this vibration of love. And as you do this, the earth will open herself to you to receive more the resonance of your own divinity. Blessings to all of you. Namaste.